Welcome to another episode of Relationships and Situationships with Zakiya Monique, where we get to the root to change the fruit of your relationships, and not just your intimate relationships, but your foundational relationships, friendships, and even professional relationships as well. I am Zakiya Monique, master relationship strategist, transformational speaker, and best-selling author of Killer Connections. And in this episode, we will discuss the fact that we need each other. Welcome to the Relate and Situate family. We're glad to have you. And if you're returning, thanks for coming back. So let's get to it. I don't have any notes for this podcast, but this weighs heavily on my heart. So this won't be very long, but I do have something important that I believe is important that I really want to say. I am frustrated. I am struggling. I am disappointed with the narrative of pitting the Black woman and the Black man against one another. I have watched and been very much disheartened by the fact that there are people with podcasts and several platforms that are making millions and millions of dollars off of the demise of our culture, community, our homes, our children. And it's just sad that those within our community are making money off of this. I believe in God's order. If you don't believe in God, you know how I feel about that. It's okay. You don't have to believe like I believe to get something from this podcast, but this is what I want to say. God has an order for a reason. And what gets me is many times we don't want to follow God's order, but then when something happens, we want to acquiesce to, oh, well, we want to do it God's way now, right? God has an order for a reason, and we need each other. I remember, y'all know I always got a story, but I remember that my family and I were vacationing in Gatlinburg, and we had one of those very, very high cabins, right, where we could see out, you know, and it was nighttime. And so we saw little peaks of, you know, little buildings and things like that. And we were sitting out looking, and my cousin and his wife were sitting on the side of me, and I was talking to them about how we need each other, how the woman is detailed, right? The woman is detailed. She's emotional. She's the fragrance of the home. She sees the things that the man does not see. And on the flip side, the man, he sees the whole situation. He sees the forest. She sees the trees. He sees the entire wheel. She sees the spokes, right? And so together, they see the whole picture. That's why we need each other, right? And so we were sitting on the deck in the back, you know, on the balcony in the back, and we were looking out and we saw lots of trees. And my cousin, his wife, and I both saw the little house, and he couldn't see it. He kept saying, "Where's the little house?" And we were like, "It's right there." And he could not see it. And I said, "See, that's exactly why you need us. Men need us, and we need you." But yet we've allowed these platforms, we've allowed other cultures, we've allowed the feminism and the feminist movement and all of them to tell us that we don't need our men. We don't need them. Let them get locked up. We don't need them. We have welfare. We don't need them. Uncle Sam will take care of your kids. Uncle Sam ain't made nary a baby up in your house. But we've allowed our culture, our community to be infiltrated. And it's continuing to be infiltrated by who? By us now. I guess we've decided, well, let us make some money off of it too, but shame on us. Shame on those of us with a platform that will not say that we need each other, that will not say that it's okay to love each other. It's okay to be faithful to one another. It's okay to have a healthy home and a healthy relationship that your children can pattern themselves after. Shame on every platform that will not use its platform to promote Black love, healthy Black love. It's disheartening to me that we would rather laugh at someone for being faithful. We would rather clown somebody than to be thankful that there is an example somewhere. I've never met so many men that have a disdain for women in my life. I've never met so many men that want to bring harm to a woman in my life. But most of the time, the reason why that is because his heart was broken by a woman first. Just like the women. I've never met so many women that disrespect their men. I was having a conversation with a guy and I said to him, I can't talk to my man like that. I won't talk to my man like that. I won't tell my man to shut the F up and all that. I won't do that. Because if at any point in time that I feel I need to speak to you that way, I don't respect you. And if I don't respect you, it's time for me to move on. Why? Because I know that a man needs respect. He needs respect the way that I need love. As a matter of fact, if you don't believe that it's biblical, right? For those who believe in the Bible, God didn't tell us to love our men. He told us to honor them. And he told them to love us. Why? Because honor is a derivative or another word, a synonym, I should say, for respect. Men interpret respect as love. They feel like if you love them, you'll respect them. And so the point at which I'm going to tell my man to shut the F up, the point at which I'm going to tell my man or call my man any type of name is the point at which we can't be together. Because I don't respect you. I knew that my marriage was over when I wanted to tell my ex-husband to go in there with the kids. I no longer had any level of respect. It was over. And I'm not saying that to be cruel. I'm just saying that to be real. It was over. But we have allowed other cultures, other people, and even some of the people in our own culture to pit us against each other. And create an atmosphere of conflict, competition, and confusion. And love cannot thrive in any of those. And so I admonish you today not to sit up under any platform or any person that's pitting us against our Black men, that's pitting us against each other to the point where our homes will continue to be fragmented and broken. But rather sit up under somebody that's saying it's okay to love and let's get healed so we can. Because that's the real reason we can't. Many of our hearts are just broken. Many of our hearts are broken. Our spirits are wounded and weary, and we're just tired of being hurt. But I tell you all the time, when you get healed, you hear differently, you see differently. When you get healed, you can trust yourself to choose well. But you can't heal what you're not willing to reveal. Womanizers are created from the heartbreak that most men get from their mothers, whether it's rejection or abandonment. Womanizers come from that. I watched a guy in our neighborhood. His mother was on drugs and it broke his heart. And so when he grew up, he sold drugs to others. And guess what he did as soon as he got money? Because none of the girls wanted him before he had money. His shoes were all ran over. Hair was nappy because his mother was on drugs. But the minute he started selling drugs, he became the man. And what do you think he did? He dogged every female. Because in the back of his mind, he said, y'all didn't want me when my shoes was ran over. Y'all didn't want me when my hair was messed up. But now that I got this money, you think I don't know that you're here for this money? I'm a dog you. Womanizer. The young woman that's promiscuous or the young woman who needs extra validation to the point where she goes out and does every and anything and does whatever for likes. Her heart was broken by who? By her father who wasn't there. Whether it was abandonment or rejection, when he wasn't there, she went found her a daddy. Or she went found her somebody to pay her some attention. But we would rather sit and blame each other all day as opposed to healing together and creating an atmosphere in which our children and our future generations can break the curses and thrive. Everybody want to talk about being a generational curse breaker and the black sheep, but the truth is we're really not in many instances. We're perpetuating a system that is not benefiting our culture, that is not benefiting our community, that is not benefiting our children, that's not benefiting our families, that's not benefiting our homes, that's not benefiting our hearts. And somebody got to stand up and say, enough is enough. I will not support another platform that is degrading women or pitting us against each other. I won't do it. And I urge you to join me so that one by one, we can get better together so that one by one, we can heal our community. Because one by one, we can absolutely do it. Again, I didn't have any notes for this, but I just really needed to flow from the heart to say it. It is okay to love. It is okay to love one person. And it is okay for us to love each other. That's it for now. Thanks for tuning into this episode. Did you enjoy today's content? If so, join us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok by searching Zakiya Monique Speaks. And you can find us on YouTube at Relationship TV with Zakiya Monique for longer teachings. This episode was brought to you by Nighton Naturals, where the ultimate win is catering to your skin. Check out their store at www.nightonnaturals.com. That's www.nighternaturals.com for your body butter, sugar scrub, and other natural beauty product needs. Thank you for hanging with me for this episode of Relationships and Situationships with Zakiya Monique. And as always, remember, it's never too late to get off the bench. It's never too late to heal. You deserve it. You're worth it. I want you to have a great day. You already know how. On purpose. God bless you.